You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are visiting with Amin Kaur, the founder of Lacia, a company that provides pole athletic wear to women. It caters to women who are in the beginning of their pole dance journey. The company focuses on offering high-quality pole wear made in the USA. Its transparent pricing, or you can call it pay-what-you-want pricing, has opened opportunities for its customers to understand the details of what it costs to make a garment. Amin, a pleasure to have you with us today here on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And great to have you out with us. So, Amin, what is the inspiration behind your newest entrepreneurial venture of pole wear design? Let's start there.
Well, I was looking for some pole wear myself when I started my pole dancing journey, and I was not able to find anything because the market catered to very trained athletes or pole dancers, and I did not have that body style when I first started on my journey on pole wear. And after months of searching for something, I thought, it's my pain point, so why not start something, start researching and looking at if there are other people out there who are coming across similar issues. And then I found that there were a lot of people in my situation. They weren't able to find the styles or the sizes that they were looking for to be comfortable when they are learning to pole dance. So that's where it all started over 3 years ago.
How about that? Now, your product is in a very stigmatized market. How are you contributing to breaking the stereotype of pole wear and helping legitimize the industry?
I think I'm following a lot of other people and being part of the community of pole dancers. I know it is a very stigmatized market, and pole dance is still not considered a very, for lack of a better word, a great way to get good workout. It's still considered a dance that only people do to earn money. So I am not that concerned about that, but I think if we start offering products and education to people about what pole dancing or pole athleticism is, then it would help a lot of people understand that pole is beyond dance. It's a great workout. And we are also working on, the community actually is working on getting pole into Olympics. And hopefully sometime in the next few years, we will get into the Olympics and, be able to bring pole dancing or pole workout from just the stigmatized market into more of a mainstream that it's accepted and people are loving what they see and loving being part of the community. And even if it is a dance, it's people's perspective about it. It's not necessarily, it's not harming anybody. It's not bad for other people. It's just that people's perspective. And a lot of times you can do whatever you want if people are not going to change their perspective on the way they see a certain industry or certain race or culture or religion. They're not going to. So at the end of the day, we can work hard at getting it to a point where we educate people about it. But if they're not going to accept it, they're not going to accept it. And that's fine. That's not our tribe, basically. Then, and you can only please, you can only please so many people. You can't please everybody. Then that means that you are not working toward your goal of making something great.
Sounds like a lot of opportunities are available. Now, pole wear design is a very specific niche in the product market. Tell us how you landed there and how entrepreneurs can get crystal clear about their product offering.
As I said earlier in the beginning, that it was a need for me. And then I started researching, and I found out through a lot of questions that I was going to different pole studios, I was meeting a lot of other pole dancers, and found out that even though the problems that I had were similar to other people who were having problems, but the people who were looking to resolve those problems were different in their who they were as they were moms, they were teachers. They had certain differences than I do in my life, and their lifestyle was a little different. So there were a lot of details that I found out while I was doing research. And even though I thought there was a need, and there was a need, but how to satisfy the need and who to talk to, how to talk to, when to talk to, where to talk to, those are all the questions that I had to answer. And I got to answer those by actually talking to people. And it wasn't that I was sitting in my room and just, scribbling certain things that this is how I'm going to get to the market, but it was more about how people want to talk to, what I need to talk about. And it was other people, talking to other people, that really charged me into getting a lot of my ideas clear. And it is very, very important. And I will say that even after doing research for a whole year based on the pricing, the product, the fabric, the style, and everything, I still got certain things wrong because I still had my own need that was guiding my styles for the pole wear. And I had to redesign to really cater to the market that was willing to pay. My type of customer, where there were only few of them, but what the majority of the people wanted was something different. So I really had to create it and get other people's perspective on it and then take it to my customers or the market that was willing to pay for it and get their feedback, get the market's feedback on what the market liked or these women liked and liked, what they were willing to pay, and just really getting the details. Was really, really important, because if you do not have good foundation or you don't create a good foundation for your business, for your company, it is really hard to pivot later on. And having worked in an e-commerce business, I knew I didn't want to make many mistakes. I didn't want to make any mistakes, even though I still ended up making mistakes. So having real having clarity on what you want, what the market wants, and how the market wants it to be catered to is very important. Always be listening to your market, and don't be just in your own head about your product, because sometimes you will see that your product is amazing, but it does not satisfy the person who is willing to pay for the product. And as entrepreneurs or as business owners, we do fall in love with our own creation. All human beings do. But we really have to be clear that who we are creating for and why we are creating. And that will help a lot in the long run as you have to pivot to make changes to your product or your business model to make the money that you want. So that's what I would say is important.
And much appreciated your thorough response there today. We're joined by Aman Kaur. She is the founder of Lasia, a company that provides pole athletic wear to women here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Aman, how long did you go before you made your first sale, if you don't mind me asking?
It was, like I said, it was 3 years ago that I started the journey, and I spent a lot of time just working to get the product right, get the manufacturing right, get the fabric, every aspect of the business right. And that's what I thought. I still made mistakes. My first sale, I launched my website this year in May, and I would say the first sale I spent three and a half years to make my first sale. But if I were to say when I really have my product available for the customer, it took me about, I would say, 4 weeks before I made my first sale. And that was also to someone I knew. So, you know, slowly and slowly, it got to a point where a lot more people know about the company, but it took a long time, and that's how it goes. So patience.
And that's quite impressive how you persevered, believing in the product and what you're doing. The focus was there and not giving up. That is quite impressive, I've got to tell you, seeing that from here. Now, entrepreneurs often struggle alone to make success possible. How do you handle the loneliness that comes with entrepreneurship? I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate to that.
You know, it's kind of in hindsight, I can give a lot of suggestions. But when you're on the journey, and you're going through it, it is very, very difficult. And that's why I don't want to say it's a bad feeling or it's a negative feeling or you shouldn't have the feeling that you are lonely or alone in this journey. You are going to have that. And that's completely okay to have that struggle or the feeling of loneliness. Because a lot of times, like in my case, I made certain decisions that cost me my path to success of having a really great job or making a lot of money. There were a lot of decisions I made that cost me something. And now I was talking to people, you know, when I was going through struggles, I was talking to people who weren't entrepreneurs. So it was hard for them to understand, and they gave me the answer, well, why don't you just go back to working? And it's when I look back, I say, oh, I've been talking to people who were in the same place as I was. But nobody shares their journey while they're struggling because it is so hard to own that you are struggling. It's just a human condition. We want to put a really strong face and say everything's going well and want to stay positive because we hear these messages. But reality isn't that way. You're going to struggle. You're going to be lonely. And when you share your struggles, share with people you really have to look for people who are also kind of at the same stage as you are. And sometimes just listen to people who have made it through. Listen to podcasts, read books. And that's so then you are not lonely. You have someone who's kind of guiding you. You don't have people in the same room as you are in, but they are helping you get through it. And you're going to cry. Believe me, I did that. Every entrepreneur has done that. So there's not an easy way of being when you're going through the struggle, but later on you realize that those were good lessons or those struggles were great to have because you learn a lot. But I mean, I don't even think I can write a book about how to get through that lonely period. It's just there, and you just look at what's good in your life. You know, you have your family and your friends, and just be okay with that. Say that at least I have that. The struggle I'm going through, other people don't have that struggle because they are not working toward that goal. And I mean, it's just the way it is. It's going to be that way no matter how many suggestions I give you. You're going to feel lonely, and it is completely okay to have that feeling. That's what I can say after going through this venture. And even when I start my next venture, I know I'm going to go through that. And I just will do the same. Just think about all the good things in my life. And maybe this time I will meet with other people in the meetup groups or find some groups of entrepreneurs who can at least candidly share with me their struggles. That's the best way I would go for the next time.
Certainly appreciate that advice, and Amin, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Quite inspiring, and a lot we can learn from our conversation today in this episode of E-Commerce Radio. Where can listeners get all the details on Lasia, and how could listeners also be in touch accordingly?
The company website is LasiaFit. It's LasiaFit.com. Currently, we are only shipping and within the United States. And what I would say is that people really visit the website and find our pricing model because that's one of the best things that I was able to create, and I got really good feedback. We are also on Facebook, Lasia Fit. And I haven't started my Instagram yet, just because most of my customers are on Facebook, or they just email me at info@lasiafit.com. And if you have questions, anything, people can just email me there. And check out the website, understand, even if you don't buy it, just understand what pole dancing, pole workout is all about. And it's educational information. There are a lot of infographics on the website that people have given good feedback on. Just enjoy visiting the website.
Most definitely, Amin. It has been our pleasure to have had you. Certainly wish you all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Amin Kaur. She is the founder of Lasia, a company that provides pole athletic wear to women. And for the details and to shop around, visit LasiaFit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio as well as TuneIn Radio. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.